Police are investigating an attack on former Prime Minister and Civic Democrat leader Mirek Topolánek. He was injured on Friday after objects were thrown at him while he was on the campaign trail ahead of October's parliamentary elections. After previously ruling it out, police now say that the attack could have been ordered, stirring up speculation about who might have been behind it. But the circumstances surrounding the incident are still confused. Chris Johnstone joins me in the studio. Chris, what are the basic facts about the attack?
Mirek Topolánek was injured above the right eye. He was on the, as you said, he was on the election campaign trail in southern Moravia in the town of Hustopetsa. Police said immediately after the incident that they were searching for four men who were seen leaving the scene in a car with a Prague registration mark. Ms. Topolánek was, according to the original version, stoned by some of these attackers.
But I understand that now the police are saying something different.
Yeah, the investigation seems to have taken a new turn, and this is basically following an interview on commercial television TV Nova. They interviewed a man, a security guard, who claims to be one of the four attackers, and he says that he was approached and paid, offered a few tens of thousands of crowns to actually attack Mr. Topolánek. He said he was approached at a concert by a man, he only knows his first name, and the idea apparently was to cause a stir during the election campaign. He maintains that they only threw eggs and not stones. And seems to be the lead the police now take it following.
And what has been the impact of the attack so far?
The attack has been condemned by the main rivals of the Civic Democrats, the Social Democrats. Their nominee, who is currently the Minister of Interior, Martin Petsina, has called for increased security at election meetings, but Mr. Topolánek has rejected that idea. He says that would only distance politicians from the public even more than at the current time, and might actually increase the danger of more heckling and disturbances at election rallies. The Social Democrats have also called for some sort of memorandum or agreement between the main political parties that the election campaign, there's still 6 weeks of this campaign to go, would be clean and decent. But they have also pointed out that this whole incident follows the run-up to the European parliamentary elections in June, when the Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek was a subject to an egg-throwing campaign, and they say this has, in some sense, soured the whole atmosphere coming up to the latest elections.
Thank you, Chris Johnstone.